A cyberspace devotee, Rakesh, in Boston, United States, wonders if through frustration, failure, and unhappiness, if one is turning to God, if God will accept the bhakti. Or, in listening to religious music, watching religious television programs, reading religious books, is this not an escape from the world? Well, Rakesh, it's very nice to meet a Hindu that knows something about his religion, that listens to religious music, and is escaping from the external world by going into the internal world. But looking here and there in the vast array of Hindu scriptures, books that are now available, and also websites that are available, it can become confusing. I would suggest that you study my master course. It consists of three books: Dancing with Shiva, Living with Shiva, and Merging with Shiva. These are daily lessons that take about 20 minutes to read and then meditate upon the meditation of the day. It takes a year to go through the course, and you'll be a different Rakesh when you finish. So Rakesh, if you are ready to change your life and your approach to Sanatana Dharma, study the Master Course. If you're not ready to change your life, put it off a year or two. A cyberspace devotee in Brazil wants to know, having read Sadhguru C.V. Yogaswami's story of his life, why his beautiful cow knocked him down and injured his hip when he was the most perfect soul and should be free from all of these kinds of karmas. Wonderful advanced souls like Sadhguru Yogaswami often take on the karma of a group, or a nation, or an individual, temporarily to help them through this karma. And often it requires a little bit of suffering on the part of the guru. As you may know, at that particular time, there was a war brewing between the Sinhalese and the Tamil Hindus. Many people and politicians were going to the Sadhguru for advice and guidance, and he took on the karma of the nation to ease the situation along. How did the cow know all this is happening? That's the divine mystery yet to be discovered.